seeing so many newcomers. Congratulations, everyone who made it in here. You know, not everyone gets that chance. Congratulations for, you know, 30 days, 60 days. Really, that first year is, it's not easy getting those milestones. So, you know, please, you know, feel proud of yourself for that. And so many birthdays too. That's awesome. I remember that first year is just really magical, like through all the emotional people first year. that was a roller coaster, but getting that, you know, birthday cake, that's incredible. So, you know, stick around. It's great seeing, you know, such a big group here. So, yeah, as far as my story goes, I have two, you know, normie Al-Anon parents, I guess, and I do have a lot of alcoholism in my family. My grandmother passed away with 50 years of sobriety, so, and that was right around the time I got sober. So I can't say I saw a bunch of drinking in the household, but, you know, I had, you know, a nice, normal family. It was when I was younger, though, I was feeling different, not a part of. I just felt like I was missing that handbook to life. And I really was not coping well with anything. I think I was 7 years old. I went up to my mom to explain that my brain's broken because I knew something was wrong, at least. I was aware there was an issue, but I didn't know how to go about it. So I moved here from Atlanta. Gosh, you know, I was about 12 years old, started middle school, and that's kind of when the depression just came in. And I didn't know what it was. I had teachers telling me I'm just lazy. I just couldn't make it to class, couldn't do my homework, didn't want to hang out with anyone. And eventually, you know, I got taken to a doctor who said I had ADHD. So then I got Adderall and I was depressed but awake. So yeah, that was an experience as well. You know, it still didn't fix what was going on here. So that was a whole train wreck in its own right. But, you know, during this time, I wasn't drinking, partying or anything. I was like too depressed to even go out and hang out with friends. You know, I just spent a lot of time home alone. I did a lot of swimming, though, and I think that was good for me as far as just kind of keeping me centered and grounded. But it wasn't until after high school that I thought, you know, it's time I take charge of my depression. I really need to do something about it. And, you know, I'm around 20, 21, and I thought, what were kids my age doing? They're playing beer pong. So I decided to take a semester off from school to play beer pong. And that lasted about 10 years. I was really good at it. Wasn't in any leagues or anything, you know, just playing at home by investing the table and everything. So, but, you know, it, and I had, you know, alcohol around me a little bit as far as like wine on, you know, holidays, that kind of thing. But this was my first time really drinking to escape my feelings, just to feel something different. And I remember that eureka moment of really getting messed up of this is incredible. This is what I've been missing out on. And I actively want to pursue this every single day for the rest of my life. So, you know, there was no normal period of drinking for me. I started when I was 20, 21, made it to rehab my first time when I was 23. So I'm grateful for not being a functioning alcoholic too. So at least I got to figure that out quick. But yeah, so around that time I met this guy. He just gotten out of jail and he had a lot of great tattoos. So, you know, soulmate right there. And, and it turns out he was an alcoholic as well. So you know, that went about as well as you guys can imagine. And things there just kind of escalated quickly. You know, pretty soon I'm getting kicked out of bars. I'm finding myself in situations where cops are adjacent. They might not be arresting me in particular, but maybe someone next to me. But I was finding myself getting into these situations. That relationship just turned, you know, abusive, chaotic. There's no part of it that was normal. So, you know, with this guy, my one time getting arrested was for beating up that boyfriend. And yeah, I would like to say that's how the relationship ended. It did not. So yeah, but after that, that's when I made it to my first treatment program for mental health. So And it was in that treatment program that I ran into friends who, the last time I'd seen him, he was in the corner talking to people who weren't there, just really out of his mind. And I saw him, he was looking a little healthier. He was smiling. I'm like, okay, what are you on? What's going on here? And he said, I've been going to AA. So him and his mom, they took me to my first AA meeting. And that was, the Wild Bunch in Irvine? So I got to go to that meeting. I thought it was great. I was not sober. I thought as long as I'm not on alcohol, I'd be fine. So, but I liked what everyone had to say. I saw people who seemed genuinely happy, who knew how to handle life. So I thought, this is really cool. I'm going to study this and take it back to the boyfriend because he and I have to get sober together. That's the only way it's going to work out. And yeah, eventually I got kind of tired of waiting. He got tired of having me around. So I decided I'm going to go to rehab and give it a try. And I thought, you know, I've seen TV, I've seen movies. I know how this works. 30 days are good. You're done. Wound up being there for 6 months. And during that time, I didn't know you could run away or anything. I just thought, I'm, you know, kind of in jail. I'm going to just be here, systematically break every rule and see how that works out. I'm grateful for that experience, though, because that's when I first got introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous for real, like being in the rooms, they tell you, you get a sponsor. So I did that. And I kind of did my own version of recovery, definitely not taking any suggestions. But and a big thing there with that first step, I was well aware my life was unmanageable. I just wasn't certain if I was an alcoholic. I was still kind of convinced it was a boyfriend's fault I was in rehab. So, yeah. And when I got out, I sure enough tried that controlled drinking, and it wasn't very controlled. You know, I found with alcohol, when I have a drink, I don't know how much I'm going to drink, when I'm going to stop, and what's going to happen. So, you know, took a couple more stints in treatment. And at that point, I was kind of caught up in that whole cycle of, you know, going to rehab, feeling better, getting out, trying to do my own thing, maybe in the rooms, maybe not. I did a lot of working at Panera because I thought if I worked there a lot, I would stay sober, and I did not. I got a lot of, you know, baked goods, so that was nice. But it was finally, at this point, I had one more blackout, and this time I came to at the Alibaba Hotel, and yeah, great place for rock bottom. And that's where I was drinking, and I kind of found in that moment, this, you know, no matter how much I drink, I'm still here. This place still sucks. I'm not happy with where my life's going, so I'm gonna actually try to give this a shot. Listening to all those AA people, I wasn't, you know, sure what everyone had going on. I kind of thought maybe it's a cult, but something's working for them, so I'm gonna try that. So I came in here, and this time I wasn't trying to race through treatment, get out as soon as possible, you know, work my own program. I got a sponsor. I actually called her daily. I started working these steps. I got connected with people in the fellowship. You know, 12 step, I got signed up for my first commitment when I was on my way home from, or back from a meeting to the druggy buggy. And, but it was good. I got my commitment, and that's kind of how I run my program, staying connected, being of service where I can, staying close with my sponsor, actually working the 12 steps sober this time. That helped a lot. And perfect. I'll try to wrap it up. But yeah, as far as like my life today, I couldn't imagine it. If I did that little wish list of how I picture my life after 1 year of sobriety, because that's like when you're cured or whatever. And you know, I had these goals of like, I'm going to be self-sufficient. I'm going to have my own apartment. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to have a job. And some of those things came true, some of them not. But where I'm at now, it's just incredible. I'm able to stay connected to those parents. They trust me. I have keys to both of their places. I have these friendships that I never anticipated I'd have just coming into these rooms. I had that whole fear of school because I had so much trouble with it before I actually went back, and turns out I didn't fry every brain cell, and I'm actually doing pretty good there. And I, you know, I'm living my life by the steps here. I'm applying it, you know, suit up, show up no matter what. And as far as I keep doing this, it keeps working. So I'm going to keep doing that. So that's all I have to share.
Let's thank